Distorted View Daily proudly presents another installment of the Special Poetry Slam.
Ice skating gives me joy. I like the movement. When you have a carpet to ride on, you cannot move around very much. When you are on the ice like me, you feel a lot freer. It makes me feel so happy to be out there with my friends.
I know that I have never fallen on ice.
I have never fallen on the ice. When we are on the ice, we have the same freedom.
Oh my god!
Gargoyles! Sly geeks! Everything's ungodly! Dark said it!
They do.
Hey, white man.
Oh, owie!
Laffy Taffy, bitch!
People get me angry here!
I want the dough.
I want the gold.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Oh, my god!
Yes, Demented back here with you for... Oh, fuck. I already said it once. Wait a second. Let me just get through this intro and then I'll explain what I'm talking about. Timothy James Henson back for the Friday edition of DV. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program. At the top of the show, let me just say this because I keep forgetting to say it. Next week is a Sideshow exclusive week of programs. So if you're not paying members, you're not going to get new episodes of Distorted View Daily. You got to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Now's a great time to sign up. Look, it's tax season. You guys are getting big fat checks from the government. Use a little bit of that money, sign up for the Sideshow, become a proper freak, get full access to the archive. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, all sorts of good stuff. Next week, like I said, an entire week of Sideshow exclusive programs. Now, Cheryl Murkowski has informed me that I say the word here too much. No one's ever complained about that before. I've never noticed it. Sometimes I'll catch myself saying things over and over or screwing up. Like, for years, before I start reading the news stories, I'll say, let's do a couple of quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here, right? But we don't get the hell out of here. Then the voicemail segment comes, and I say, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. That kind of bugs me, but it's not enough that I stop doing it. It bugs Cheryl Murkowski for an entirely different reason, my overuse of the word here. Have you guys noticed this? I never picked this up, but Cheryl Murkowski took one episode of Distorted View from March and isolated every time I uttered that word. So here we go. Cheryl Murkowski, take it away.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's your girl, Cheryl Murkowski, here. Comedy Live here. It was recently come to my attention that you're kind of Midwestern, and you like to use the word here. Unnecessarily, and I'm not faulting you. I'm just pointing this out to, you know, make you aware here that, well, have you ever seen that movie Fuego? Yeah, it's a pretty good one. It's a, you know, well, here's a little clip here, to demonstrate what it sounds like when Midwestern people use the word here, unnecessarily here, okay?
Kind of busy here.
I understand. I'll keep it real short then. Stan?
We run a pretty tight ship here.
I know, but, well, how do they establish that, sir? I mean, are the cars counted daily, or what kind of a routine here?
I answered the darn... I'm cooperating here, and there's no,
You have no call to get snippy with me. I'm just doing my job here.
I'm not arguing here. I'm cooperating, and there's no... We're doing all we can. Well, heck, if you want to play games here, I'm working with you on this thing here, but...
All right, and now, your showgram on 328, I decided to edit that to just let you hear here and how many times in this one gram. Enjoy, fish.
And this right here is just... I've got a perfect example here. Yeah, I'm gonna admit, that's how we roll here on Distorted View Daily. I got a fisting video here. It has nothing to do with the... At any rate, here is a goat birth. Speaking of happy endings, here's a funny cum shot. See, that makes it a while. Here's a kid. It's babbling. Let me fast forward a bit here. I have to take issue with some of these hears. If I say, look, we've got a busy show for you here. Okay, maybe that's a bad here. I shouldn't say here. Because that's kind of, it's unnecessary. I could just say, look, we have a busy show today. But when I say, here's a funny cum shot, that's entirely different. How else would I say that? In other words, I can't just eliminate here from that sentence because it wouldn't make sense. A cum shot. All right, you get the idea there. Take a listen to just a little bit here. So here's the deal. So again, here's the deal is different. So here now is, all right, where are we at here? Back here in the United States, that, my friends, is your Distorted News for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here.
I love you, baby. Sorry for making fun of you, mostly.
Sure.
I mean, have
you guys noticed that I say the word here a lot? Or do you think that some of those hears in that audio clip shouldn't count for the reasons I've previously stated? All right, enough of this nonsense. I've got some audio here for you. Oh, this is going to be hard to eliminate the word here from my vocab. All right, this kid is reacting to some pepper spray to the face. He got paid $20 to do this. What pisses me off is after he gets sprayed, it's as if he had no idea what he was in for. Yeah, it's going to burn like a bitch.
Close your nose if you want to. 3, 2, keep your eyes open. 3, 2, 1.
Ah! Oh my god, fucking shit! Fuck! Shh.
Stop.
Fucking get me inside! Get me inside, seriously! This fucking burns!
Hey, pick him up.
Fucking water right fucking now!
Pick him
seriously,
up.
Fuck, I cannot fucking see. Please, give me the fucking side! Please, give me the fucking side!
Shh, stop yelling!
Stop fucking yelling!
Stop fucking yelling! Get over here! Hey, come on, put him in the shower.
Give me this fucking hand, bro. Where the fuck am I going?
He can't see. Where the fuck am I going? Yeah, this goes on for like 5 more minutes. When he eventually does splash water on his face, it just burns his eyes more.
Oh,
poor baby. All right, moving on. I've got a great clip of a teacher desperately trying to teach science in the South, which poses a real problem when all of the fucking students are Christian nut jobs. We're in the South now, so the teacher even says to himself, okay, I'm going to teach both evolution and creationism. We're gonna teach everything, so there's not going to be a huge uproar, but it doesn't matter, because these kids, you can't even say the word evolution without them flipping the fuck out.
Creationists like to be lumpers. They like to put a lot of organisms together in a group. Evolutionists like to be splitters.
I believe that I give the evolutionary view equal time, and I believe I give it a fair shake.
Why bother?
I believe I give the creation view a fair shake.
Right? Even Stephen.
Wait a minute. You don't even think it's a theory?
Well, I mean, it's not really... I mean, basically, it's not been proven. I mean...
I don't think this girl understands what the word theory means.
We had to be put here, some supernatural thing. I mean, we couldn't have evolved from such a simple...
She has the worst argument in the world. You can't prove science, so we must have been put here by some supernatural creature. Really? Can that be proven? A magical bearded old man who flies around in a cloud dropped some human baby eggs onto the earth and we all done did hatched up. And that's how the humans got on the earth. It's like that character in Super Mario Brothers. You know, the guy who flies around in the cloud and he drops those little spiky things? Let me rewind just a second here. I want to hear this brilliant teenager speak.
Well, I mean, it's not really... I mean, basically, it's not been proven. I mean, we had to be put here, some supernatural thing. I mean, we couldn't have evolved from such a simple organism into what we are now. I mean, there's no way. The way that they think that it all started.
I don't think God has to have evolution to make a world. I don't think a supernatural being has to use a natural process
You got your supernatural.
What the fuck? I can't even figure out where this teacher's coming from now. Does the teacher even believe in evolution? This is what happens in Tennessee.
I think a supernatural being has to use a natural process.
Oh, okay.
You got your supernatural, which would be God, and he actually, he said that he put us here and then put all the animals and plants and stuff to make us survive.
Not necessarily. How about we lock you in a room with one of God's creations called the lion, and we'll see what happens, see how long you survive.
How could I say to a student, your ideas are trash. Keep them out of this room.
That's exactly what you should say. This is science class. If you want to be taught goddamn stupid creationism, go to fucking church.
I don't want to hear them. We don't want to discuss that. Don't you know you're being one of those hick hillbillies believing all that religious stuff?
That's exactly what you should say. Because despite the fact that evolution is a theory, it's based in science. There are examples in science of evolution, right? Creationism and all this stuff in the Bible, that's fucking Dungeons and Dragons shit. If you're going to start teaching creationism in science class, you might as well don't forget to mention the mystical land of Narnia as well. It's ridiculous. All right, let's finish this up.
I mean, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. We didn't, evolve from anything. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, how can, an African-American person evolve from a white person?
What?
We're different skin.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I want to hear that quote again. Listen to the brilliance of the teenage mind.
I mean, I couldn't do it.
We didn't, evolve from anything. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, how can, an African-American person evolve from a white person? We're different skin.
You know you're dealing with a hick when they pronounce white, white. When you're dealing with white, how can a black person be the same as a white person? Proof that God created everything. Whites have different skin than black people. You can't refute that, right? Ting! All right, moving on now. Remember a while back I played video of a girl who was sucking on her tampon? I think, did I make it a video cast? Either I talked about it on the show here or it was a video I posted. But a girl took a used tampon, sucked on it, chewed on it, got all the blood out, and then gagged, pretty much. Well, here she is. She has some regrets. So here is her follow-up video.
I'm Javonna Plowman, and this is a confession video. I just want to say that I'm reading this, not word for word, but I'm reading a lot of it off my computer, so don't forget about anything.
Yeah, she wants to hit a lot of important points.
But I just want to be broad and say that I regret the video more than anything. I would take it all back if I could. Let me start off by saying most people like attention and being known, but how disgusting is it that I'm known for eating a tampon?
Pretty disgusting. I gotta agree with you.
You guys act like I haven't realized that by now, but I have, and it's pretty awful and disgusting. Getting mixed up with the wrong crowd was like...
What crowd did you get mixed up in? What kind of tampon-sucking gangs are in your neighborhood? The Bloods, okay.
One of the main parts of the situation, I was trying to be someone I wasn't, and it really hurt me.
I was just trying to fit in. I wanted to be one of the cool kids. What? She's really misguided.
The video to me just shows people how I didn't care about my reputation and how I had a low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. But I do care about
it. And a pretty iron stomach. She got through a majority of the video without puking.
My reputation, and it's sad because everyone thinks I don't.
She also has an iron-rich stomach.
I'm not here to get famous or gain sympathy or anything. I just want to send out a message. If you're thinking of doing a video or anything along those lines...
Take it from me. It's not cool.
Don't.
As if anyone thinks it's cool. All of a sudden there's a rash of tampon sucking. I wish the local news would have to report on that story.
Don't. Honestly, I lost so many people. I was kicked out of public school. I was in the hospital. I pretty much was out of it for a long period of time. And best yet, my family was so disgusted and disappointed with me and the whole situation. And at the time, I didn't care because I was so immature and childish, and I just needed something for me to look at to grow up, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. You don't always know the difference between right and wrong. Some days you're bored, you don't know what you're going to vlog about. You're drawing a blank, and then all of a sudden you look down and you see that tampon string, and you get a brilliant idea, so you think. 10 minutes later, you're looking at yourself in the mirror with your mouth stuffed with cotton and cunt blood, and you're wondering, how the hell did I get here? That reminds me of a song. And you may find yourself bored on a Saturday night. And you may find yourself having a heavy flow day. And you may find yourself wondering what your snatch blood tastes like. And you may find yourself sucking on a tampon covered in crimson red. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Glad the days go by. Glad the days go by. Into the blue again. Once in a lifetime.
And you may ask yourself, why the hell did I just suck on that tampon? And you may ask yourself, where did I put that mouthwash? And you may tell yourself, no one's gonna see this video on YouTube. And you may tell yourself, my parents won't have me committed.
Glad the days go by.
Okay,
no. Glad the days go by.
Alright, little talking heads for your Friday. They're pretty good. What happened to them? All right. Finally, before we get into the news, I've played a lot of clips from TLC's My Strange Addiction. As a matter of fact, I've probably played clips from this very episode, but I don't think I've ever played the moment where the gentleman in this episode confesses to his father about his strange addiction. His strange addiction happens to be that he's in love with his car and he mounts it regularly.
Nathaniel asked me to come up here. Basically, he had something that he wanted to tell me.
There's
Papa. I don't know exactly what it's about, but I'd like to know what's
going on. There's a whole film crew here, so it can't be good news.
On in his life.
Yeah, it's something pretty important I want to talk to you about.
All right.
As long as you ain't a fag.
I'm just going to come out and say it, I guess. I'm in an intimate relationship with Chase, sexually and emotionally.
You're in an intimate relationship with your car.
Why can't you be a faggot?
And sexually with your car?
Yes.
Your car?
Yes.
How does that work?
Papa, think long and hard if you really want to know the answer to that question.
You have sex with a car.
Mainly, it's just a lot of just rubbing up against him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it involves masturbating as well.
Oh.
Help me out. This started.
Stick your dick in the tailpipe or something. Come on. Get some penetration going. Chase wants it. You can just tell looking at it.
It mainly started when I was younger. I just didn't have a lot of friends. And,
you've always been kind of a loner.
Yeah.
You've always liked it alone.
Right. I just started having those feelings more and more after I hit puberty.
Of course, this guy's not around anyone of the opposite sex, so he's probably just playing with his Hot Wheels. And one day he shoves one up his ass and he's like, "Oh, it feels good."
And it just became more and more serious after that, as far as the sexual side and the emotional side.
Don't get me wrong; I mean, I like my.
He probably set up elaborate courses for his little race cars, with the Hot Wheels loops, and then at the end. He's bent over with his ass spread wide open. He's letting those cars ram into his butt. That's how I imagine it.
Motorcycle, and I like my cars, but I mean, I they're cars to me.
Right.
They're not a sexual object, I guess, yep. As you see them, right? Wasn't really around?
Yeah, that's it. It's all your fault.
We just couldn't spend a lot of time.
I
had to stay with Mom pretty much.
Right, I moved away.
I like how he is kind of blaming his father.
I wasn't around.
But I'm not blaming you for that.
But I know that it has something to do with it. I mean, I feel like it has part to do with it, not all. But
oh,
part.
Yeah. You definitely fucked up. You are not getting a Father of the Year trophy. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. All right, guys, listen up. I have something very important to tell you. We need to help out a freak. A lot of you probably know DV listener Bill. If not, you're familiar with his work. He's created the current Distorted View logo. He created the Tranny logo, Amanda, the Satan Away t-shirt, the Bristol 7 shirt, the DV trading cards. Those were all designed by Bill. So he's super, super talented. If you've ever seen some of that artwork, it's amazing. And he is a very successful comic book artist. As am I. I know you're familiar with Laser Man and Three-Eyed Comics. So I feel like I can speak with some sort of authority. Bill is the real deal, right? He works for a company called Action Lab Comics, and they produce, you know, comic books that are suitable for all ages. And they want to start branching out and working on, like, more adult-oriented stuff. Not fucking porn. Just more mature stuff, right? Darker things, I guess. Stuff you freaks would be into. So they're launching this new imprint called Danger Zone. But it's very expensive to do this, so they need your help. They set up a Kickstarter campaign. They've already raised $1,500. They're looking to raise $8,500. And I talked to Bill, and if you guys would be nice enough to donate, whatever you can afford, Bill has some cool perks in store for you. On top of the normal Kickstarter perks, right? So if you go to their Kickstarter page, you can see all the different pledge amounts and what you'll receive. Like, for as little as $5, you're going to get a PDF of one of the comics. And then, you know, the more you pledge, the cooler the stuff you get. But Bill's also doing something cool just for Distorted View listeners. He's going to pick out three winners and create caricature sketches of you. So you'll send in a picture of yourself, and then, you know, he'll send you back a little cartoon version. That's very cool. Check out their Kickstarter campaign at the website's very easy to remember, but I'll put it on today's show notes. There's a link on our website. I'm going to post links on Facebook and Twitter to help Bill out as well. The website is is.gd/DangerZone. That's a very easy URL to remember. If for some reason you can't, let me help you out. ISGD Danger Zone. ISGD Danger Zone. You'll never say hello to you until you get it on the red light overload. You'll never know what you can do until you get it up as high as you can go. Oh, yeah! Jesus Christ. Look, it's very simple. is.gd/DangerZone. What the hell is the website? Now I can't even remember it. Yes, is.gd/DangerZone. Again, I'll put a link on the show notes. The reason why I'm doing this is Bill has been a great friend of the program, and he's done so much awesome work for very little pay. You know me. This is the least I can do. And if they meet their goal, I will do something special for all of my listeners. I'll do a live program for you on the weekend or something. Just go to Kickstarter and donate what you can to Bill. It's definitely an awesome cause. Like, any money that you earmark to donate to, like, cancer charities, that Susan whatever Komen Foundation, come on. There's no cure for cancer. It's never going to happen. Just allocate, just shift some of that money over to Bill, because this is something you can actually get. You know, like, when you donate money to cancer, you get absolutely fucking nothing, right? Maybe a rubber wristband, as if you need another one of those, right? This way, when you donate to this Kickstarter fund, you'll actually get something physical that you can hold on to. Goddamn comic book. Beautifully designed. One of the comics, you can see the cover art on their Kickstarter page. One of the comics is called Night of the 80s Undead. It looks awesome. This woman has, like, a Rip Frankie Says Relax t-shirt, and you just see her tits and stuff. Oh, it's fantastic. Check it out. All right. Oh, and did I mention, if all of my listeners donate and they reach their goal, I'll do a live show for you guys. How about that? All right, enough! If you donate this weekend and you tell me about it, I'll send you a digital copy of either Danger Zone or that Talking Head song I just sang. So many perks on this Kickstarter campaign. All right, so there you go. Oh, by the way, today's album artwork, if you're wondering, is a picture designed by Bill, of course. All right, 3 quick stories now. First up, Here's yet another reason to get in shape before you hit the beach. If you're flying Samoa Air, and who isn't these days, you will now pay only for what you weigh. Oh, the airline is calculating the cost of the... I'm sure fat people are pissed off at this, right? The airline is calculating the cost of the ticket based on both the weight of the passengers and their baggage. Customers pay a fixed price per kilogram, which varies according to the length of the route. The rates range from $1 a kilogram... all the way up to $4.16. As the weight of an average passenger and the price of fuel continue to increase, analysts say it's only time before other airlines follow Samoa's new pricing system. Price discrimination, such as charging kids and the elderly different prices, isn't new. Oh, I like that policy. I've never heard of that before. Charging the elderly more? I hope that discourages them from flying. All right, airlines like Air France, Southwest, and United already have policies that require passengers to buy an extra ticket if they can't fit in the seat with both armrests down. So if you're really fat, conceivably it might be cheaper to buy two seats and spread your weight out evenly between those two seats than buying just one seat. So, you know, if you're 500 pounds, but that's spread over two seats, then you're almost the size of a normal person. Someone needs to run the numbers on that. Samoa's flying between the islands are facing more than just cost issues. These Pacific islands, particularly American Samoa, which is a U.S. territory, have westernized over the years, including becoming entrenched in the obesity epidemic. You're welcome, American Samoa. As a matter of fact, 93.5% of American Samoans are overweight or obese. Is that where those Girl Scout cookies are from? No wonder everyone's obese over there. I can't wait for this policy to hit, you know, American Airlines, because the outrage from fat people is going to be hilarious. Stick with Distorted View. I'm sure I'll have an update for you. All right, second story we have for you today. Do you know who Don Imus is? He's a he's like a morning radio talk show host. He's the guy that called those girl basketball players nappy-headed hoes. That's what he's most notable for.
Awesome rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and...
some hardcore hoes.
That's some nappy-headed hoes there. I'm going to tell you that now. Oh, man, that's some... Ooh. And the girls from Tennessee, they all look cute, you know. So, like, kind of like a... I don't know.
Spike Lee thing.
Yeah.
The Jingaboos versus the Wannabes. Oh. Yeah, that movie that he had.
Yeah, it was a tough...
I never knew. They managed to fit in the word Jigaboo as well. Bravo, Imus. Bravo. All right, well, Don Imus is back. Yes, a controversial Fox News host has risked sparking anger after he said during his program that there was, quote, some indication that Jesus may have been gay. Don Imus made the comment on a show earlier this week during a telephone interview with political analyst Kirsten Powers. Mr. Imus referred to a 3rd-century religious text known as the Gospel of Judas and claimed it provided evidence that Jesus was a big cock-smoking fag. You know there's a Gospel of Judas floating around, he said. There were hundreds of Gospels written. Only 4 made it into the Bible. There was the Gospel of Thomas. Mary had a Gospel. They all had a Gospel. But Judas, there's some indication that Jesus may have been gay. Oh, come on! Powers responded, and then she burst into tears. She didn't really do that. Imus retorted, I didn't write it. Don't shoot the messenger here. Powers went on to attack Imus's claims as ridiculous. Someone needs to read the Gospel of Judas. The incident is not the first time Mr. Imus has been involved in controversy, like I mentioned. I like this song. Got a nice beat. Hope they can fit the word jigaboo into this thing. Jigaboo, 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 boo. Why is this old man on the radio? Ah, that's some nappy-headed hoes. I can't imagine anyone listens to this guy. He's like 900 years old. He probably read the first edition of the Gospel of Judas. Yeah, I read the first printing. All right, final story we have for you today. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Remember that woman who had, like, a sex change operation? She was living as a man and then got knocked up and all that sort of weird shit. So he's like a pregnant man. An Arizona judge blocked Thomas Beatty, or Beatty, whatever, the world's first pregnant man who gave birth to 3 children, from getting a divorce from his wife of 9 years. Born a woman, Beatty had his breasts surgically removed and legally became a man later in life, though his vagina remained intact. After Beatty, or whatever the fuck his name is, learned his wife Nancy would not be able to bear children, the couple decided to impregnate him with donated sperm, making him the first man ever to give birth. I'm sorry, you're not a man. You never were, and you never will become one. I'm sorry. I got a lot of shit when I talked about this before. From you liberal tranny huggers. But it bugs me when they call him the first man to give birth because he still had a vagina and he still had everything that a woman has except for her tits. He ended up looking like a circus freak, like a bearded lady, right? I mean, he had facial hair, but it was kind of like he still had the shape of a woman. Fucking pumped out three cunt turds. That's a woman. And if you ever saw his Oprah interview, you know, he tries to act manly and sound manly, although he kind of sounds like a tranny still. But, you know, he's got that high voice, but he's trying to make it low. But I guarantee you, when he was in that delivery room, squeezing and pushing and praying to God, these fucking grapefruit-sized flesh balls would shoot forth from the cunt. He sounded like a woman. He was screaming like a woman. He was crying like a woman. That's when the gender really reveals itself. Oh, before he went into labor, I'm sure he was acting manly. Yep. Got myself a bun in the oven here. First man to ever become pregnant. It's not a big deal, though. I'm expected to give birth tomorrow. I'm just gonna fucking shit this thing out and be back home for the big game on Sunday. Woo! Hey, by the way, who you got on your bra? Oh! What the hell was that, man? Fuck, that hurt. Walk that shit off, man. Walk that shit off. Baby was just kicking. Damn, what the fuck was... Oh my God, my water broke! Ah! Ah! Is there anything worse than a woman in hysterics? A man in hysterics? All right, Maricopa County Family Court Judge Douglas Gerlach, beautiful last name, so pretty, pretty to pronounce, refused to grant the divorce, claiming the state does not recognize same-sex unions. Parties have failed to show that the word man in the state constitution means anything different from its plain, ordinary meaning, which by any generally accepted definition or reputable dictionary includes people capable of giving birth, said Gerlach. Beatty says he will appeal the judge's decision. Imagine what this is doing to my children. In time, they are going to look back and see that a court said that that's not your daddy. I'm sorry, that's who I am. I am my children's father. And apparently their mother. Beatty says the ruling was discriminatory towards transgender people. This obviously is not Beatty versus Beatty. This is the state of Arizona versus transgender people, human reproductive rights, and fairness under law. Beatty legally married his wife Nancy in Hawaii in 2003 after presenting legal documentation that identifies him as a man. The couple had their first child in July of 2008. While the judge's ruling means Beatty does not have to pay alimony, he reportedly feels frustrated as he tries to move on with his new girlfriend, Amber. Isn't that just like a middle-aged man? Fucking dumps his wife, then gets a young little slut named Amber. It's hard for him. He feels like he's being targeted, Beatty's attorney said. Nancy Beatty's attorney, David Higgins, said that she would likely join the fight against the judge's ruling. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and then get the hell out of... Let's just get the hell out of this thing. I'm not going to say the H word. All right, checking in with my freaks one last time.
I want my goddamn vagina back. Henson.
Yes?
It's Sideshow Member Operating Seaton, and I'm just calling in to say there is nothing more important to me on this earth than you getting the porn video of Gabrielle Chana. Please, please, for the love of God, I have to hear it. I am not over it. I love it. It is infinitely funny. There is no amount of Gabrielle Chana that will ever be enough for me. Please, I'm begging you. Thank you, Timmy Boo. I love the show. Bye-bye.
There's another person who wants the Gabrielle Chana porn.
Jigu, Timmy Boo Boo Henson. This is Zach from Florida.
A dollar makes me holla.
You didn't play my first voice message because it sucked. But I wanted to give a shout-out to the dude who gave me a shout-out. I'm not used to that, and I'm used to using other aliases other than Zach from Florida because, ironically, I hate being called obnoxious. But since that seems to be a trend nowadays, fuck you, rat girl, and your stupid fucking cunt.
I don't mind.
Voicemail wars!
I don't mind it anymore. I'll go by Zach from Florida from now on, but that's not why I called. I called because I love sandwiches. I hate Subway sandwiches because they're shit. They're shit, and you can't tell me otherwise. All of them are fucking different prices. All of the meats are different fucking prices. And they're never footlongs. They're always soggy, shriveled up pieces of fucking garbage.
So your real problem with Subway is that they're inconsistent with their pricing.
But I found a new place to love. It's on Sand Lake by the Florida Mall. Joey, go there now. They have 5 dozen different fucking sandwiches.
What are you doing? No one cares about what sandwich shop you're eating at.
Hey, Tim, such a listener, KY. From Montreal.
Gotta rein these goddamn freaks in. Babble about nothing.
I just want to say your idea for ordering toilet paper by the mail. I would totally buy that.
All right. Fuck Bill and his stupid Kickstarter campaign for a comic book. I should have my own Kickstarter campaign. I'm sitting on a gold mine with my butt wipe of the month club. Any of you guys want to invest, be an angel investor?
Angel.
I don't know what the hell an angel investor is. I just heard it once on some, like, financial program. And now I think that's what I need. Angel investors. All right, sounds good, right? You know, by the way, I have done research on this idea because I really do think it's good. And I found this supplier of toilet paper who sells all sorts of crazy printed TP. Like sheep toilet paper. Like the hazardous sign toilet paper, hearts, ladybugs. There's rolls of toilet paper with just the word shit happens on it, maple leaves, eyeballs, just weird shit like that. How crazy. Every month you get a new roll of toilet paper, or a new couple rolls of toilet paper. I have to do some research to find out how many rolls people typically go through in a month. And then you get all sorts of assorted different colored toilet paper, maybe monogram toilet paper. Oh, it's a brilliant idea. I don't know. None of my ideas ever work out, though. All right, someone farting into the receiver.
Tim, I just heard the show where you play the Indian kid doing the Law and Order theme song with his washing machine, and I do that all the fucking time. Whenever,
dun, dun.
I'm just like you, I get something stuck in my head, and then whenever I watch a show and there's a little bit of suspense, I've been doing it with Burn Notice recently, and everyone gets really confused. Every time a scene cuts away, I'll go,
dun, dun.
Bum, bum. And everyone's like, what are you doing? But it's the little Law and Order sound that every time there's suspense or courtroom stuff, bum, bum. And
right.
I do it all goddamn day. Just all anything right. dramatic happens.
Done, done. Okay, thank you. Is Burn Notice back? I watch Burn Notice, too.
Hey, Timmy. It's Denny out here in California. I love your videos, but have you ever heard of the 3/4 rule? You're always in the middle, Timmy, and I like you there, but the 3/4 rule always applies when you're filming something. And by the way, Bill Burr says that everyone's afraid of pedophiles, so they make their kids fat and disgusting, so they're not sexually desirable.
That's a good idea, but I think fat kids get molested, too. No, I don't know about the 3/4 rule. I'm assuming that means the position of myself on cam, I'm guessing, but I don't care about that. I'll look into it, but, you know, look, this is a very low-rent video cast that I do.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Twiggy. Haven't talked in a while.
Oh.
I'm calling.
I'm glad to know you're still listening.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Twiggy. Haven't talked in a while. I'm calling about the guy who left a message on the 22nd regarding when he went to the toilet and shat the toilet full of blood and
right.
he could see like pieces of his ass sticking out of his asshole. listening to you, listening to Cheryl Murkowski, and my own health problems, I know way too much about the ass passage.
We've got an expert here.
One, he could have a really, really bad hemorrhoid in this.
That's what I said! That's what I said! She's confirming what I said.
Straining could have just...
This is, here's your second opinion.
a little bit in his ass, causing the blood to go through, and he just shat it out, especially if the blood was really, really, really red. And then the piece that he saw was this piece of skin from the hemorrhoid. So that's, you know, best case scenario, he just has a shitty hemorrhoid.
I don't remember hearing him talking about how some of his ass fell out, too, like ass flesh.
Like, pun intended.
That is serious.
Worst case scenario, he prolapsed his colon, and now he's starting to see a lovely little rosebud. If it's that, you should take some pictures and send it to Tim.
Totally.
Cheryl Murkowski.
That's album artwork right there.
They'd love to see it. But pun intended there, too. Get your ass to a doctor.
All right, there you go. Good advice. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View Daily. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
How can, like, an African-American person evolve from a white person? We're different skin.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. If you leave us a nice review, I might read it on the program, and I'll send you off a Distorted View t-shirt. Win, win. Also, don't forget about our good friend Bill's Kickstarter campaign for Danger Zone Comics. Pledge now, pledge often at ISGD/DangerZone. And remember, next week we've got an entire week of Sideshow exclusive program. So if you're not yet a member, sign up right now. Otherwise, I will see you back in a week or so. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
You might find yourself living in a shotgun shack. You might find yourself in another part of the world. You might find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you might find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Let the days go by. Let the days go by. Into the blue again. Once in a lifetime. And you ask yourself, how do I work this? And you ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Let the days go by. Let the days go by. Into the blue again. Once in a lifetime. Same as it ever was. 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 This is where they got kind of lazy with the lyrics. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
My fucking pussy is on fire!